Next application is case number 11180, the application of Sussex Tree Incorporated, being located north of Route 24, also known as John J. Williams Highway, west of Route 1, being coastal highway, and being identified on the tax rolls as tax map ID 3-34, map 18, parcel 40.03, requesting a special use exception to retain a manufactured home-type structure at the sales office for a period not to exceed 5 years. Gentlemen, on this application, on this site, the mobile home sales office was approved in November 21st of 2005 under case number 9299. There was another variance in 2002 for front yard setback for sales and display unrelated to the mobile home type structure. And there was no letter received from any agency or individual to date. That's all I have.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Lane. Sir, you want to get down your name? Be sworn in, please.
Please state your name and address for the record.
Jeff Meredith, 24016 Snug Harbor Road, Seaford, Delaware.
Mary Meredith, 24016 Snug Harbor, Delaware.
What was your first name again?
Mary.
Okay.
Meredith.
Do you both swear or affirm testimony you're about to give us the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes.
I do.
Thank you. Mr. Chairman, our office has represented Sussex Tree in the past, so we have to recuse myself from any questions on this one. So if the board had any questions for counsel, I'd recommend you refer this to Vince Robertson.
Okay. Thank you for that, Mr. Chair. Okay. Good evening, sir.
Good evening. Basically, I have a sales office there that the trailer is on. It's an office.
Okay.
And I didn't even realize it was when I bought the property 4 years ago that it had the adjustment on it. So I got the letter by surprise. But anyway, it's basically a small three-office sales office that my secretaries go ahead and use for Sussex Tree and STI, which is landscaping, and we have mulch operations there.
Okay.
We run out of that office. So
so when you bought this property, it was already there?
Yes, sir.
The trailer was. Okay.
Yes, sir.
And how long ago was that? 3 years ago?
4 years ago.
4 years ago. Okay. Okay. Are there any questions from members of the board? Mr. Rickards?
How long do you feel you're going to keep this here? Another 5 years? Or are you going to build the permanent structure? Or what
I
you
really
want
don't
to
plan on building a permanent for at least the next 5 years on it. I'd like to have a little storage area in the back first, to be honest, before that. It's just a nice little, basically, office trailer. That mm-hmm.
How big is it again?
I'm sorry?
How big is it again?
Golly day. You know, I don't even know how big it is, to be honest. It's probably 20 foot wide by maybe 25 by, guesstimate, 40 foot.
How does it sound? How's 12 by 60 sound?
That's, yes, sir. That's okay. Yes, sir. Okay. Sorry. Yeah.
Yeah. But that answers my question. I appreciate that.
Thank you.
You're, and that's where your office staff is?
Yes, sir.
And what do you sell or what do you do?
I'm in a tree care business.
Uh-huh.
And we also sell mulch. We have areas for mulch. Mm-hmm. The area we are, Grizzlies had it before us. They didn't own it. The farm behind us had it as a produce market way before then. Then it became a flower shop and mulch depot and stone depot.
Okay.
And then basically we operate the same way. It's a mulch depot and stone depot.
Okay. So you're looking for another 5 years to keep that
yes,
as an
sir.
Office?
Yes, sir.
Right. Okay. No other
okay.
questions?
Mr. Wortman?
What year is the trailer? No.
I'd say probably it was built like in, let's see, we've had it 4 years, so I think it's 2 years earlier than that. You know, it was like a brand new trailer when
right.
he moved it in there.
Really good shape.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
About 6 years old.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Mr. Wortman, tell. Mr. Hudson?
No, sir.
Mr. Mills?
When you bought the property at settlement, your attorney didn't point out the fact that this was there on a special use exception?
No, sir.
When we'll find a different attorney.
You might not have known. I mean, I don't know if they knew it or not. But.
Right. Okay. okay. Typically, the board and the county are apt to approve this request.
Yes, sir.
Type of request to afford some relief for business owners to get established or to provide temporary space,
right.
Office space. And that's why a maximum of 5 years.
Right.
So if it's approved, I would probably suggest that you make some plans within 5 years okay. for a more permanent structure.
Yes, sir.
Okay. No other questions.
And I have no further questions. Mr. Mills, are you
I try to answer that? I try to get you to say that, but you didn't.
Yes sir. Oh, sorry.
Okay, hearing no further questions. Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I will entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to make a motion that we approve case number 11,180. The special use exception will not affect adversely the substantially affect the uses of adjacent and neighboring property because it's been there for quite a while and it's the same business that he's in to this day for 5 years.
For a period of 5 years, okay. Do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
I have a motion by Mr. Rickards and a second by Mr. Wharton that we approve case number 11,180 for a period of 5 years. All in favor of the motion, Mr. Mills?
Aye, for the reasons stated.
Mr. Hudson?
Aye, for those reasons stated.
Again, Mr. Rickards?
Aye, for my reasons stated.
Mr. Wharton?
Aye, for those reasons that were stated.
And I, Mr. Calloway, for all the previous reasons have been stated. So by a vote of 5-0, case number 11,180 is approved for a period of 5 years.
Thank you, Mr. Calloway.
Yes, sir.
Thank you.